Petersburg Ranger Jason Anderson explained the Forest Service's stewardship contracting authority to about a dozen people who were seated at tables in the district conference room. Basically, it allows the agency to use its timber sale revenue for forest restoration in the region. That's instead of turning the money into the general U.S. Treasury.
And effectively what happens is receipts garnered through that authority, if the authority is used for the project, are set aside in an account on the district rather than going off on the forest within the region, rather than going off to Treasury, which has been the model for 50 years. So all the pulp mill receipts, all the timber receipts from those days, all went off to Treasury. The Stewardship Contracting Authority would allow us to retain some of those receipts and apply back to desirable land management objectives on the ground.
The most pressing issue for the participants right now is Tonka. That's the 38 million board foot timber sale on Kuprinoff Island's Lindenberg Peninsula across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg. The agency intends to offer it as one large sale, and Anderson acknowledged the two most likely bidders are Alcan Forest Products out of Ketchikan and the Viking Lumber Mill in Klawock on Prince of Wales Island. But according to Anderson, the local workshop participants have an opportunity to influence the contracting process so that there could be more economic benefit for Petersburg.
There's a lot of other work besides the cutting, the milling, which is what Viking, for instance, does. And Alcan's basically just a logging outfit. They have to broker the logs somewhere else. They're going to need transportation services. They're going to need road construction services. They're going to need indirect goods and supply services that are likely, I can't guarantee this because our analysis don't even... there's no way to project what the operator will do per se, but those are options. And if we spend the time to define the best value contracting criteria, in theory, the contracting officer could look at an operation whose bid addresses more of those values than and weight that towards the other.
Anderson said the Forest Service intends to offer Tonka as a stewardship project, and that means that along with the logging, the contract would include some service or restoration work, like fixing blocked fish passages or thinning trees in second growth areas to improve deer habitat. Those are the sorts of things that the group might recommend. Petersburg resident Suzanne West asked about that issue.
Is there a way you can incorporate a restoration project, a thinning, commercial thinning of 40 million board feet, the sort of area, so that you're taking away 40 million board feet area of productive habitat, but at the same time you're making an honest effort to give that back?
If the need on the landscape is there, and that's where this group becomes really important, and if the value is there, because those activities are still a service activity or service contracting. So in other words, you'd have to have the same amount of money available to do the $40 million that you would generate from the $40 million harvest. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But the short answer is yes, you can.
The Lindenberg Peninsula is a key spot for local hunters, and it's seen extensive logging over the years. So for several people in the room, like Petersburg's Dave Randrup, the impact on local deer populations was the top concern.
Since the first logging in Tonka, the first DEIS that went into effect, the number one concern in this community, I think, was deer habitat. I think it's an important part of the community, so is timber. And to find a balance, but every time the public is asked to comment on a timber sale, this has been in there, that issue has been in there, and to me, it hasn't been answered. We have to come up with an answer before it's all gone.
Hiring local contractors for restoration work was important for Petersburg's Eric Lee, who was doubtful the community would get much benefit from the Tonka sale otherwise.
But also, I'd like to see the discussion possibly. They can figure out a way to get some money from someplace else besides destroying the forest to pay for what's already been destroyed. That whole scenario, that doesn't make sense to me at all.
The limited amount of Tongass lands still open to logging was an issue for Petersburg's Harold Medallin, who used to work in the industry as a tugboat operator.
We have a situation where so much of the land is tied up in wilderness, roadless areas that cannot be logged, so it's going to focus any timber activity on a few very limited areas, and I don't know if that was really... It was really the wisest way to go about it, but there are people who want to protect every bit of it, and right down to the last little timber sale, and there's 100 years from now when they make a proposal to cut down one tree for some special purpose, there'll probably be people chaining themselves to it. I don't know. You know, I'd love to see a solution that makes everybody happy. It seems like it's kind of a difficult, almost an intractable thing.
There was an obvious lack of consensus over the broader issues of logging and the environment, but the group spent more than 2 hours talking. The participants seemed willing to focus, at least for now, on coming up with specific criteria for the Tonka sale contract, criteria that would ideally benefit Petersburg. All the meetings are open to the public, and the next one is tonight at 6:30 in the Forest Service Ranger District's conference room. The agency is encouraging anyone with an interest in public lands or in bidding on Forest Service contracts to attend. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.